Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On a new 4D in the MC, the Lions find themselves in a familiar spot, swamped with injuries. We'll hear from Dan Campbell on those injuries and what he liked and what he didn't in Cincinnati. Plus, now that we've had more time to reflect on the win over the Bengals, we've got some things to review. All of that starts right now.
This episode is brought to you by White Claw Surge. Nice choice hitting up this podcast. No surprises. You're all about diving into tastes everyone in the room can enjoy. Just like White Claw Surge. It's for celebrating those moments when connections have been made and the night's just begun. With bold flavors and 8% alcohol by volume, unleash the night. Unleash White Claw Surge. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. 8% alcohol by volume. White Claw Seltzer Works. Chicago, Illinois.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high-quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby! Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
The injuries are starting to really threaten to cause problems for the Detroit Lions. There's no issue yet. Detroit is 4-1. They really have their work cut out for them going forward, but we know this team is not afraid of a challenge. We'll talk more about that in a few minutes. We're going to hear from Lions head coach Dan Campbell, and we'll have our Upon Further Review segment. Now that we've had more time to digest what we saw on Sunday, we've got some more thoughts on the Lions and Bengals. And at the end of the show, this Mark Sanchez story is, it's unbelievable. The Sanchez, but fumbled his own career again. Let's start with head coach Dan Campbell. We're going inside the headset. And one thing is for sure, the Lions played complimentary football on Sunday.
Defensively, 4 of 11 on third down, 85 yards rushing, only give up 4 explosives. Obviously, the 3 takeaways plus the safety, you know, a sudden change stop after the turnover we had, you know, was big on defense. Offensively, I think what's to note is, you know, you take away the 4-minute drive at the end, we were 5 of 5 in the red zone, you know, so we turned those into touchdowns. We didn't settle for field goals, 171 yards of yak, which is huge, man. That was big. That showed up for us. You know, most of that was Saint and Laporta, but everybody had a hand in it. Gibbs, certainly. Special teams, man, Fox. We put them down to the 3, to the 5, to the 8, to the 7. The 7 turned into the safety, and then, you know, Bates on his kickoffs are so much better. You know, that's helping the coverage units. Those guys, I thought, balled out.
There's a lot to like about what we saw on Sunday. I mean, not enough can be said about Jack Fox. 4 punts inside the 10. absolutely insane. And I love seeing all the yards after catch the Lions had. Detroit was able to take the top off of Cincinnati's defense. We thought they'd be able to, and we saw them do it. With Jameson Williams, we're always looking for those explosive plays. It's because he's so fast, he's so skilled, but maybe we should be looking elsewhere.
You know, J-Mo, he didn't have this high production of, the catches, the targets, but man, his blocking was outstanding in run game all day long. He was physical, getting after it. So he found another way to help us produce. Gets a lot of attention put his way, you know, when he's out there. They don't particularly want him to go over their head. So there's a lot of looks where either they stay deep, very deep, or they play a shell look over the top of him. And, it's not always the easiest thing. Your receiver, man, you feel like that's the best way to help is, you know, you get the targets. But, man, he helped in other ways.
This is all part of the maturation progress of J-Mo. I know he wants the ball. He's a wide receiver. Of course he wants the ball. If it was his call, he'd probably get 50 looks a game. Easy. But what he wants more than anything else are team wins. And sometimes throwing blocks and drawing defenders away is the best way he can contribute to that team win. It won't always be that way, obviously. His main contribution will come from, should come from, needs to come from catches, touchdowns, all that jazz. But we've talked over and over again about the Lions' wide receivers' blocking ability, and we're seeing it develop. They're getting even better at it. You get 6 or 7 offensive linemen now. It's awesome. So we mentioned the injuries, and the news today on Terrion Arnold is not great.
Man, I just thought he was very competitive. I thought he was calm. I thought he was cool. And I thought this was one of the better games he's played in a while. I thought he was really good. And, we put a lot on him, and I thought he answered the bell. So, unfortunately, he's going to be out for a while. He's going to be out for a long time.
The rest of the season type?
I don't know that, but it'll be a while. It's going to be a while.
He said it's going to be a while 4 times. Oh, boy. Do I think he misses the rest of the season? I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but probably. Breakstraw's out for the year. Sounds like TA might join him. DJ Reed's out at least, what, 3 more weeks? The Lions are wildly thin at the corner spot. And, you know, that is a problem, but it's killing me watching Breakstraw and Arnold miss this development time. Arnold has gotten everything he's needed to up until this point as far as what was available for him developmental-wise. Breakstraw's gotten, like, nothing. I was sitting on an Arnold breakout season. Everybody was. And Dan's right. He probably did have his best game of the season. But might it have been his last? Unfortunately, yes, it might have been. And so the unknowns of Terrion Arnold will continue into the wintertime and maybe into next summer. Now, a second ago, I said the Lions were missing Breakstraw and Reed and Arnold in infomercial style. But wait. There's more.
So does Dorsey popped up late last week. Is he, what's his status?
Yeah, he'll be out for a while.
If we're doing the math at home, and I'm using my, good thing I have enough fingers here. It's Arnold, Reed, Rakestraw, and Dorsey. That is 4 of your top 5 corners. You're down 80% of one room right now. For those of you that are listening, do y'all have cleats? You might get a phone call. Be ready. The Lions need some cornerback help. The good news is, with Reed, you'll likely get him back here in a few weeks. He'll be eligible to play in 3 weeks. From there, they can make a choice. Maybe he won't be ready. It sounds like he will be, if all things go well, hopefully. But man, you know, last year it was the defensive edges, and then ultimately the defensive line, and now it's the cornerbacks. The next logical question is, okay, now what?
Well, I mean, we'll see. We'll see where we're at, you know. I mean, some of that depends on, what happens tonight. You know, these guys are playing tonight. We'll see how they come out of that game. We're going to do what's best for us. And everything aligns together between the coverage and the rush, you know. So we don't want to go away from playing man-to-man. I mean, that's what we do here. So we're still going to. It's part of our DNA, you know. Do we alter some things? Yeah, we could alter some things. We're going to help our personnel out the best that we can. We always do that for every game.
So Dan mentioned, depends on what happens tonight. He's talking about Monday Night Football, Chiefs and Jags. Lions obviously play the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football this week, week six. I'm recording this as this game is starting, so I don't know the end result. So we'll leave that as it is for the moment. And look, playing man is risky, even if you have the personnel. You heard what Dan Campbell said. It's part of their DNA. You can change who you are from like an attitude standpoint, but you can't change your internal DNA. You are who you are. I am Zach Clark. I can be nobody else. I can be other versions of me, but I'll always be me. Lucky for you. And it sounds like, and this is obvious, but it sounds like as far as what the Lions will do next or might do next, Aleem McNeil will figure into that as well. The thought being, if you can get more pressure up the middle, if you can take the runaway a little more, you can sit back on the pass, put less pressure on your cornerbacks. We're a ways away from any of that. Tuesday is the Lions tryout day, usually, so we'll see what happens then. So, of course, Dan was asked about how they're going to patch this thing together, and typical answer.
Yeah, our guys know that. They know what it is. And they look, I mentioned this before. This train doesn't stop for anybody. It doesn't matter who it is or what it is. We got to go. Nobody cares. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you. You're putting your best 22 out there, offense, defense, and special teams, by the way. And you got to find a way to win the game. And you use all three phases to do it. And we will use all three phases to do it.
I mean, is he happy with what's going on right now? Of course he's not. His squad is decimated at cornerback. And the next opponent is led by Pat Mahomes at quarterback. But the last thing the Lions are going to do is get into the fetal position and suck their thumb until this all goes away. The Lions are who they are to a fault. But look, I'm looking forward to this challenge. I don't have to do anything. All I have to do is watch. I'm looking forward to how the Lions handle this. Very curious. You know, if you're looking for a guy in the field that's not going to flinch, enter Rocky Sin.
I thought he did a good job yesterday, man. He did exactly what we asked him to do. The plan was good. He executed well in that plan. And look, here's what you love about Rock, man. He plays fearless. He's not afraid. He doesn't care who he's going against. He's aggressive. He'll challenge. He challenges at the release point. He challenges at the catch point. He'll run up. He'll tackle. He'll hit. And that's all you can ask for. That's all we're looking for here.
I mean, Rock was a camp favorite. I love his explosiveness, his energy. Dude's a big hitter. Fun to watch. See, the thing is, I'm not concerned about who the Lions have. The Lions have done a great job developing players, drafting players, signing players. The Lions have a system, and it works. My issue is, at some point, the answer cannot be on your squad anymore because there's not enough of them. You're down four cornerbacks. I'm not pushing for a big move, but the next man up only works if there's a literal next man up. And so I'm okay with what the Lions have even right now. But what if Rock got hurt? Then what do you do? Or Maddox? Or Robertson? That's what concerns me is the thinness. I know what the Lions can do with their personnel, and I'm okay with that. I'm not panicking, I'm curious. One more from MCDC, and it wasn't just Terrion Arnold that went down on Sunday. It was also Khalif Raymond in a neck injury, and Isaac Tesla seized that moment.
You know, thought he stepped in yesterday. I mentioned this last night. And, you know, he got the mental reps, but he didn't get all the physical reps. Once Leaf went down, we thought he stepped up and really handled his business well. I mean, he helped us. So that's impressive for a young guy to mentally know, you know, what his job description is for those plays. So now he's going to get more play time. And he will now get these reps for sure in practice, which will only help him. So, he'll be ready to go, you know, and then we'll see where Leaf's at on Wednesday. We'll know more.
See, I mean, it sounds like Leaf won't miss too much time, and that's certainly encouraging. I hate the injury, obviously, but I love the opportunity for the young Isaac Tesla. He had a hell of a touchdown in Cincinnati. His footwork is amazing. Attention to detail. It sounds like he's one of those guys that can absorb a lot and respond. You heard Dan say it right there, in fact. I cannot wait to see how he turns those reps that he'll be getting in practice, at least until Leaf returns, into something more than that. Very exciting. We're still going to talk about the Sanchez. That's coming up in a minute. I mean, one of the craziest stories I've heard in a while. But let's move on to upon further review. We recorded that podcast yesterday immediately after the Lions game ended. We didn't have a ton of time to process or take notes or whatever. Doesn't matter. And the first thing is, apparently I was too harsh saying that I wanted more out of the running game. Apparently I was too harsh when I said that even when the Lions win, there are always areas in which they can improve. Well, guess what? Too damn bad. I'm right. I'm not complaining. People say, oh, the Lions fans are spoiled. What do you want them to do? They scored 30. If you're okay with both of those dudes, Sonic and Knuckles goes under 100 yards, okay. I'm not criticizing anybody. I want more out of the run game, and they do too. The only people that are not wanting more out of the run game are y'all saying, oh, they were fine. Who cares how they won? I care how they won. It matters. Nothing happens in a vacuum in the NFL. I'm going to give this up, but I'm not going to wear the purple shroud. I'm not going to drink the Kool-Aid. Y'all can go nuts. I got to say, watching the pregame and, you know, the cut-ins throughout the game when they were talking about David Montgomery, the Cincinnati native, and, you know, his family being there, especially his sister, right? His sister was paralyzed in a car accident last year, I believe, and it was the first time she'd seen him play in person. And it was just like, it was just so heartwarming. I love that the Lions have dudes with the content of character like Montgomery. By the way, he and Gibbs scored 14th time. The two of them have scored in the same game. And this is just season number 3 for them. Unbelievable. Jared Goff was 19 of 23 on Sunday, 3 touchdowns. Through 5 games, he's completing over 75% of his passes, 12 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. He's an incredibly steadying force. Let Dan Campbell remind you again.
I'll just say it like this, all right? Hey, you're good enough for Detroit, Jared.
Yeah! I get goosebumps every time I hear that. Throughout the week last week, I said I'm confident the Lions will beat Cincinnati, and I'm terrified of Ja'Marr Chase. Well, both things were founded in reality. The Lions did a good job early on Chase and T. Higgins too, but apparently you only can suppress Ja'Marr Chase for so long. He ended up with 110 yards and 2 touchdowns. Higgins had a touchdown as well. And as we suspected, Cincinnati fell behind early, had to abandon the run, and again, the Lions did a good job at times against 2 excellent wide receivers, maybe the best tandem in the game, at least they have been the last couple of seasons, 3 seasons probably. I love seeing the stop on the opening drive. I mean, Calvin Shepard was pumped. He does that thing where it's like he's surfing, it's really low, and he's dancing. You can't see it now because it's a pop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Podcast, but I love watching his excitement. And it's like with Aaron Glenn too. And I mean, poor Aaron Glenn, different story, but I love animated coaches, especially in the excitement phase. The defense was great. 3 turnovers, and we didn't talk enough about Hutch on the reaction episode. 5 QB hits, 4 tackles, 1 TFL, 1 sack. He would have had a safety, but TA got flagged for holding Chase. we'll turn our attention to the Chiefs on the next episode. But, you know, overall, as we move on from the Bengals game, it was a successful trip to Cincy. Detroit is tied for the best record in the NFL. We'll take it. Coming up here in just a minute, we're going to talk about the career butt fumble. Fourth down in the Motor City continues next. And now, more fourth down in the Motor City. How long has it been now since Mark Sanchez was at USC? It's been like 15 years. Man, I'm getting old. I remember how big of a deal Mark Sanchez was at USC. I was a student at Arizona, and I mean, he was like the Lord of West Coast football, Mark Sanchez was. You know, and then he played a decade in the NFL, but USC Mark Sanchez, the Sanchez, was not NFL Mark Sanchez. It was ugly. So you've all seen the story. I see that.
Doug.
Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we say.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Your team, adjective, used to describe an individual whose spirit is unyielding, unconstrained, one who navigates life on their own terms, effortlessly. They do not always show up on time, but when they arrive, you notice an individual confident in their contradictions. They know the rules, but behave as if they do not exist. New team, the new fragrance by Miu Miu. Defined by you.
The headline and the quick story on Saturday morning. Sanchez was stabbed late night in Indy before he was to call the Raiders-Colts game. Holy shit. Then I see the other person in the stabbing says it was self-defense. The stabber says this. In my head, I think to myself, well, yeah, if I stab somebody, I'd say the same thing too. But then more information comes out. And the story goes from holy shit to holy shit. So what it sounds like is the Sanchez went nuts on a 69-year-old delivery driver over a parking spot. And in trying to defend himself, the driver first pepper sprays the Sanchez, does nothing, and then he draws a knife and stabs Mark Sanchez to get him to stop. Mark Sanchez is still in the hospital, but he's also in custody. He's not free to leave, even when he's discharged from the hospital. He's facing multiple misdemeanors and a felony. I mean, I think I looked at 6 years in prison if convicted and then sentenced to the max, which, who knows? Unlikely. But I'll tell you this, no matter what happens next, Mark Sanchez's public-facing career is over. He'll never call a game for Fox again. He'll never host a radio show or a TV show or anything. The dude is doomed to host podcasts for the rest of his life. He'll be like me, just with more felonies. And to top it off, like, this is an older man. The pictures that you see of him, and he got beat the f*** up. It's pretty awful. I mean, we knew Mark Sanchez was a loser on the football field, but who knew he was a loser off of it? Live and learn, my friends. Make sure you're following Fourth Down in the Motor City wherever you get your podcast. Of course, that includes the free Odyssey app. If you have not done so yet, please leave us a rating and a review. It's very helpful. We're back in your feed tomorrow with our Week 5 NFL recap. Can't wait. Remember, it's Fourth Down in the Motor City, and we're going for it every single time.
Another day, another major event, tariff, and a new randoms it. Strange times like these can lead to extra stress, which can lead to unpredictable breakouts. The good news is that Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. That's a pretty good deal for your skin and your wallet. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.